I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 21st, 2016 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Cavallini?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome you all to our meeting tonight, and I ask you, join us for our Pledge of Allegiance, led this meeting by Mr. Lutke.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That takes us to additions to the agenda. I do not have an addition, but I would like to recommend we take items 15A1 and A2 and move those ahead of our discussion concerning the 2017 budget. So 15A will become 5A with Mr. Mishka's approval.
Approved.
Mrs. Westphal, do you have any additions to the agenda?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
How about members of City Council? Mr. Lutke?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I just have a short community-related announcement at the end.
Can we do that right after the approval of the meeting minutes? Or did you want it at the end or the beginning?
I think at the end.
At the end?
Well, you know, either way.
Well, let's put it at the end here, that would be number 17. Community announcement. Anything else from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, so just a little change to our agenda, is there a motion to approve it as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on November the 7th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move acceptance of the Journal of Minutes of the November 7th, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from November 7th, 2016 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, we have a new police officer to be introduced tonight. Chief Rodas?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's a pleasure to introduce our newest member of our police department, Tony Espinoza. Give you a little background on Tony. He comes from Owens Community College Police Department, where he was an officer there for a year and a half. Prior to that, he was a police dispatcher for Owens for 2 years. While he was also a police officer at Owens Community College, he was a part-time officer at Washington Township Police Department at the same time. So he was doing quite a bit there. He comes from a long line of police officers. His father and uncle are police officers with Toledo Police Department. And it's a pleasure to introduce Tony, and I think he'd be a great asset to our police department and to the community.
We welcome you. We're glad you've chosen to come here. Sounds like you have a good background and look forward to a lot of good years of service from you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And you want to memorize the faces around this table.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, now we're going to move to added agenda 5A, which is actually agenda item 15A, moved up from the back side of the agenda sheet. So the first thing on that is a committee report of the Utilities Committee meeting held on November 18th, 2016. Mr. Mishka?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a report of the Utilities Environment Committee, as you said, held on November 18th, 2016. The meeting starting time was 7:30 a.m., and the subject was to discuss water and sewer rates. In attendance that morning was myself, Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hussman, and Mrs. Westphal from the Utility Environment Committee, along with Mrs. Cappellini, Mrs. Briney, Mr. Aller, and Mayor Stow. The basis of the discussion The basis of the meeting was to discuss water and utility rates for the years 2017 through 2019. Bulk water charges from the city of Toledo will increase 10% in 2018, and projected 4% in 2019. In order to cover these increases, it was proposed that the city of Sylvania minimally match these increases to balance the water fund. In previous committee and council meetings, we've been pursuing the idea of building a clean water treatment plant as an alternative to sourcing water from Toledo. In order to proceed, engineering and planning services must continue. Since the current contract with Toledo ends in 2028, and it will take an estimated 10 years to build a plant, the decision to commit is approaching. With that, Mr. Aller put together a rate schedule for 2017, 2018, and 2019, outlining potential increases of 20%, 20%, and 20% respectively. Such a schedule would cover the 10% increase from Toledo, leaving a 10% margin to continue engineering services necessary for building a new clean water treatment plant for the city of Sylvania. Mayor Stow also debriefed the committee about work being done by the Regional Water Planning Committee that TMACOG has organized. He explained that TMACOG is asking area legislators, including Toledo, to pass a resolution officially supporting ongoing studies and the establishment of a bulk regional water system that is safe, reliable, and interconnected, with rates determined by the actual true cost of water production. He went on to explain that Toledo's council may not fully support the language or the ideas in the proposed resolution. Mr. Aller also pointed out that clean water and sewage are considered two of the most central city services and are central to public health. Based on the discussion, the committee felt it was important to proceed planning for an alternate bulk water source by planning for a new plant. Likewise, it was felt that an increase of 20% for a single year was responsible, while the TMACOG Regional Water Planning Committee continued its work. Mr. Fry supported this and also asked that any continued engineering efforts be done with built-in flexibility regarding the intake and site location. The committee also recognized Edward Emery, who asked if there were any other alternatives. Mr. Aller explained that Toledo continues to increase the rates, that we must match those rates to keep a balanced water fund. Mrs. Westfall made a motion that the committee recommend a 20% increase for a single year. The motion was seconded and passed unanimously. The second item to be considered that day was also sewage rate increases for 2017, 2018, and 2019. Mr. Aller explained that the current rate had been in effect since 2006. The sewer rates were also able to remain in place since 2006, partially because of debt payments that fell off. And upcoming projects increased regulatory pressure on the Lucas County Water Resource Recovery Facility, which are the main drivers for the increases being proposed. It was also recognized that the sewage rates have been much more stable as compared to bulk water rates in that time. The committee felt it was responsible to accept and recommend that legislation be prepared for a 9% increase for 2017, which equates to $1.20 per 5,000 gallons of waste per month. Increases for 2018 and 2019 would be discussed in prior years when the water rates were reviewed again. Mrs. Westfall made a motion, Mrs. Hussman seconded, and the motion passed unanimously, and the meeting adjourned at 8:43 a.m. And that was a long report, so
it was a very good report, so thank you. I would add one thing to it. We will, with these increases recommended by the committee, end up with some of the highest water rates in the area. However, our sanitary sewer rates are among the lowest in the area, and combined, they average out to pretty average rates. So I think that's important for everybody to understand. We have been able to hold the line on sanitary sewer rates because we are part of the Lucas County Sanitary Sewer District, and we are a 20% partner in that, and we have been able to hold the rates. Well, now there are improvements needed to that plant, and that's why we need to increase the rates now. Any questions for Mr. Mishka? There are two ordinances that have been prepared as a result of the Utility Committee recommendation. They are ordinances 78-2016, which would increase the water rates for 1 year, and there is ordinance 79-2016, which would decrease the sewer rates for the 3 years, I believe, just for the single year also, all right, with increases anticipated in the sewer rate in future years. All right, with those, Mr. Mishka, would you like to introduce ordinance 78-2016?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 78-2016. All members of council having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending the codified ordinance of Sylvania, 1979, as amended, by increasing water service charges per 1,000 gallons from $8.09 to $9.71 for city users, and from $10.11 to $12.14 for non-city users, commencing January 1st, 2017, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 78-2016 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 78-2016.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 78-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 78-2016 is approved. Thank you, and let's move on to ordinance 79-2016, raising the sewer rate. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 79-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending chapter 925 of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances by amending section 925.05, sewer charges levied to increase the sewer charges for both industrial and non-industrial city and non-city users, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 79-2016 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 79-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 79-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 79-2016 is approved. Thank you for those two rate increases. And that brings us to agenda item 6, which is our 2017 budget, which those rate increases are a part of. With that, we would like to have at least the first reading of our budget tonight. This has been the subject of Finance Committee meetings prior to this meeting. We do not have the Finance Director here to answer questions tonight, but he reported to me earlier that there have been any questions that he had received, which have been few, have been answered. Is there any discussion at this time? Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing from me, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Or from members of City Council? Is it your intent to just have a first reading tonight? All right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 70-2016 for a first reading. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. To make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
Because there is a motion to read ordinance number 70-2016 by title only. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that is our first reading for tonight. All right.
Mr. Mayor, if I may ask, what is the anticipated final vote on the budget? Do you expect that will come before us next?
The administration would be happy to have it done at the first meeting in December. That gives our finance office more time to enter it into the computer and be ready to move ahead. As you can see, Mrs. Booker is nodding her head. However, there is no requirement that you do it until the second meeting in December, but we would appreciate your approval next meeting if you are willing to do that.
Thank That would be my personal hope. I think the committee's pretty thoroughly vetted the budget for the new year, so I would hope that we could move it forward next time.
All right, I appreciate that comment. And if any questions do arise, please feel free to call directly to Toby Schreier, our finance director, to answer those questions, or feel free to contact me. All right, now, also built into that budget are some wage and compensation rate changes, increases for our non-union employees. These are built into the budget but have not been approved previously. We do have three-year agreements with our union employees, and those are already built into the budget as well. But these, it is our tradition to match the increases for the non-union employees to those for the union employees, and we have two of these to make these work. First is proposed ordinance 71-2016. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 71-2016. Copies have been made available to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinance of Sylvania 1979 as amended, and other ordinances by granting pay increases to some of the appointed officials whose titles are listed in section 139.03E3, by granting a 2 1/4% pay increase to all non-union city employees and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02A of the codified ordinances of Sylvania, which increase is reflected in the annual wage schedule 4 of section 139.10D of the Sylvania codified ordinances, by granting pay increases for some of the employees in the labor and trade supervision group, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 71-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 71-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 71-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 71-2016 is approved. There are a few positions that are listed that did not receive the increase to their salaries that most of the other employees did. These are ones at the high end of their pay scales, and instead we are giving those positions one-time pay increases or pay supplements, additional payments to their current salaries to be paid on the first full payment period of January. This is so that we can balance salaries in the city for these particular long-term employees. This is agenda number 8, ordinance 72-2016. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 72-2016. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, therefore I'll read by title only. Providing for one-time lump sum additional payments to be paid on the first full pay period of January 2017 to some of the full-time non-union employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.03E3 and 139.03E4, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 72-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 72-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 72-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 72-2016 is approved. Thank you all very much. This is the culmination of a lot of work that you had a chance to review at previous committee meetings, and we will be back in 2 weeks for the second and hopefully final reading of the budget. With that, let's move on to some additional items. Agenda item 9 has to do with our Lucas County Canine Control Agreement, which is an annual agreement for having the Lucas County Dog Warden come out and help with us. Chief or Kevin, would you like to make any comments on this?
No, it's the same contract we had for each, like, past 4 years, so.
How often do you think you take advantage of this contract?
Well, on an average, I can just give you average cost. The after-hours comes anywhere between $500 and $1,000 quarterly. So, a lot of times we try to not call them if we don't have to. But there are times on the weekends when we have to give them a call and they come out and pick up a dog. So, on the average, maybe 3 or 4 times a quarter.
All right. Very good.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to point out just one thing. It does state it in the letter, but typically this is a 3-year agreement, but they're in the current search for a new director for the department. So they provided just a 1-year agreement until they get that new director hired. And then the plan is to go back to 3-year agreements, hopefully at that point. So.
Are they anticipating some changes with the new director?
They did not indicate that they anticipate any changes, but they wanted that director to have, you know, some say if they so wish.
Got it.
All right, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 73-2016. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with the Board of County Commissioners of Lucas County, Ohio, for after-hours canine control services by the Dog Warden of Lucas County, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 73-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 73-2016.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 73-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 73-2016 is approved. The next two agenda items are for the Norris computer terminals, one for the Division of Police and one for the Sylvania Prosecutor's Office. We do have an amended Ordinance 74-2016 that was distributed at your places tonight. So refer to that one, the revised or amended Ordinance Number 74-2016. Chief, you want to make any comments about these terminals?
No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. This is an annual agreement that we get into each year with Norris. If you don't know what Norris is, the Northwest Ohio Regional Information System. It's where we get all our criminal information, records, so forth, warrants, whatnot. So.
Both of these are showing small increases. The first one has a $550 increase over the 2016 rate, represents a 2.5% increase or so. So with that, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 74-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement for a Norris terminal for the Division of Police, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 74-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 74-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 74-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 74-2016 is approved. Agenda item 11, Ordinance 75-2016 is for the Norris Terminal in the Sylvania Prosecutor's Office. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 75-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council to provide a Norris terminal for use of the Sylvania Prosecutor's Office for 2017, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hayden?
Yeah, in this ordinance, is this increase over the 2016 rate or the 2015?
It's actually the 15. There was no increase for...
There was no increase.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just a clarification. Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 75-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 75-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 75-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 75-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 12, you have proposed ordinance 76-2016, and this is authorizing to enter an agreement with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of public defender services at the Sylvania Municipal Court for 2017. Mrs. Briney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is, if you remember, a few, back in the summer, we came to you with contracts for 2015 and 2016, and now that the new director has been on board for a good 6 months now, we're now doing it prospectively rather than retroactively. So this, there's no increase over the 2016 rates, and we're actually using the actual municipal cases that we are required to provide public defender services for. The county provides, or pays, picks up the difference, so you will note the dollar amounts have decreased pretty significantly over the last 3 years. And going forward for 2017, there's no increase over the 2016 rate. So we would recommend its approval.
All right. If you take a look at that, back in 2014, we're at $46,665, and now we're at $29,400. And that is a change in which ordinances we are using,
Correct. Whether
it's state or municipal ordinances. All right. Any questions for Mrs. Briney? Hearing none, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 76-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of public defender services to the Sylvania Municipal Court for the year 2017, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 76-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 76-2016.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 76-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 76-2016 is approved. We'll now turn to the second page of our agenda for this evening. We're up to agenda item 13. We have proposed ordinance 77-2016. And this is to amend section 139.06, holidays of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances at the request of the Sylvania Municipal Court. Mrs. Briney.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The judge came to me and explained that he's having some discrepancy. He would like his discretion to set the court holidays, whether they work a half day on Good Friday or a full day on Christmas Eve or Good Friday or vice versa, however they want to work that out. Because it is specified in our codified ordinances how those holidays are to be taken by the court employees, it's a requirement that we change our code so that he can, that it's up to his discretion to set those holidays. So it's a little bit silly. But
there is no change in the total number of holidays.
No, the total number won't change. He just wants to be able, and to get input from the employees if they would prefer to have a half day or match how we take our holidays at the administration building, to just have some flexibility and input, so.
And we don't anticipate that causing any problem?
No. I've spoken with both the clerk and the judge, and they don't anticipate any issue. And it would, like, it wouldn't change the total number of holidays, they wouldn't get more or less, but just change how they're allocated.
Might cause a little confusion in the blade when they list which offices are going to be open and which are closed.
I think he, it's his plan to come out with a list in January so that the employees know which, what they're getting, but this way it'll...
And this is not just for 2017?
Correct, this is going forward, right, right.
And is there a budgetary impact?
No.
Didn't think so, but I thought I would...
No, right, yeah, no.
All right, we have ordinance 77, 2016. Mr. Lupke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 77, 2016. Copies have been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Amending section 13906, holidays of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979 as amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 77, 2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 77, 2016.
Second. And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 77, 2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 77, 2016 is approved. Agenda item 14 really goes along and was mentioned in Mr. Mishka's report of his utilities committee. And I think all but Mr. Hanum were present for our discussion at that utility committee meeting.
I have listened to the tape.
What's that? Mr. Lukey wasn't there either. Okay.
But I listened to the tape.
Why don't I? Okay. I can give a quick update on this. This is not a resolution that I'm looking for your approval on tonight. You may want to consider this, contemplate the actions of other communities or the discussions that you might read about in the paper. This could be an editorialized item in the Blade in the next few weeks. And I heard Mr. Hanum, I saw the email that you sent through saying that we might want to put a date in here. And to have a date, not necessarily for the approval of this resolution, this is a non-binding resolution, but to give Toledo and the other communities an idea of the date that could be considered our date of no return or our last date of being able to participate in a regional water authority is not a bad idea. I'm trying to be as transparent as I can in these discussions, and that is not a bad way to do it. I want to think about the language on it, but I think...
It's good to get one once in a while.
Yeah. This was a highly debated and negotiated template for this resolution that was changed during the meeting at the T. McCaug boardroom last week of the Regional Bulk Water Planning Committee. We had made changes the night before. Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson had called me, and we had several conversations about changing some of the language. Some of those changes were not the way that the other communities wanted them, but it was a give and take during the discussion, and this was approved unanimously, including Mayor Hicks Hudson's vote as well. It is being taken back to all nine customers of the City of Toledo, plus to City of Toledo Council for consideration, and it's an intermediate, non-binding resolution to make sure that there is support in the region to move ahead with a regional bulk water authority and delivery system. If response is tepid on this, that people don't want to do it, then we will proceed more solidly for our smaller regional system, hopefully with South Monroe County, who spoke quite well at the meeting last week. They are also understand that the common sense and economically common sense is to have an overall regional bulk water system. But if Toledo chooses not to participate that or chooses not to do so in a timely manner, we will all be going our own way. And in the meantime, we asked you earlier in the year, several months ago, for $25,000 retainer for our water consultant to begin studying. We've just raised the water rates for next year to provide some additional funds to allow that to happen. And it is a reality, I think, for Sylvania and South Monroe County. And I think it is also true for Perrysburg. City of Maumee is discussing boring a water line under the Maumee River to tie in with Perrysburg. And Wood County, Northern Wood County, has several different ways to provide water to them. And probably the most feasible of that is an expansion of the Bowling Green Water Treatment System. And as I know you've read in the press previously, the city of Waterville has committed and assigned a contract to build its own water line under the Maumee River and tie into the Bowling Green Water Treatment Plant, which they are closer to than the city of Bowling Green. It's quite handy for them to do it. That water line under the Maumee River could become an important piece of a regional water supply system, or it could be part of a separate system that includes Bowling Green, Waterville, and perhaps Perrysburg and Maumee. So there are lots of challenges remaining, lots of work to do. We have the committee agreed with my recommendation that they all come back for a meeting on January 11th, 2017, to be able to report to the overall committee whether their resolutions were passed or not. We hope to have copies of those resolutions. This is an important first step for what makes a lot of sense for the safe water supply of our region and also as an economic development tool for our region. Breaking down the system into competing water supply systems does not make economic sense. But we're trying to make political sense out of it so that everybody can enjoy the benefits of abundant, safe, equally priced drinking water throughout the region. So that's what this is about. And I was expecting you to refer this probably to the Utilities Committee tonight, or you can pass it tonight, whatever your pleasure is. But I would ask you to pass it by the second meeting in December. You could go to the first meeting in January, but I'd rather have it registered and done by the end of December.
Mr. Mayor, I support this the resolution as far as it goes, and I think I suspect that when we talk about this, all council will agree with you that this is a step in the right direction. I think I've been as pessimistic about our ability to implement this agreement with City of Toledo as anyone on council has been. And the section that I think we should add here and that you spoke of is just one being clear about how tight the time frame is for us to complete, to either come to an agreement that we're all going to go forward together or that we will have to decide to go forward hopefully with another partner, not including the city of Toledo. And you know, we've heard, I've talked with Mr. Aller about this at some length and with Mr. Mishka. I'm not sure exactly what that date is, but I know it's sooner than we all would otherwise think. I mean, when you think about a water contract that doesn't end until 2028, and we're sitting here in 2016 saying time is short, I think that's, you know, there's an initial reaction to that, what are you talking about? We're talking 11 or 12 years off. But because of the lead time necessary to put a different system into place, we really are bumping up against the deadline. And I think if we could refer this to Utilities Committee and have an early meeting and give Mr. Aller an opportunity to again look at the schedule. So I know there's a schedule in our report, and maybe come up with a date so that we can be clear, not to change anything that you've negotiated, but to add a section that would tell our partners what we think, how tight that time is, and so they know when we think we will have to make the decision to go a different way.
I fully agree, and Mr. Aller needs to give this some thought, and because there are several dates that come along. There's begin, sign a contract for construction engineering. And there's a date when we go out to bid, and then they're signing those construction contracts and actually beginning construction. And because the regional system contemplates a second treatment plant as well, some of the work done in the engineering phases could be used for a regional system or a smaller regional system. So it's going to take some thought to do that, and maybe we put a couple of dates in it. We need to think about what date belongs in there.
Right.
But I would like to put it in perspective. 2028 is 20 years after we signed our water contract in 2008. We got away from those 140% surcharges, and we lowered it down to the current 75% surcharges now. And we did that by negotiating a 40% sharing of our income tax at the Flower Hospital campus above the rates of inflation, above what was there before in the rates of inflation. And that has greatly reduced our water rates, what it would have been without a contract. But Maumee and Perrysburg have a 30-year contract that I believe began in 1994. That was a contract that was offered to Sylvania as well, but it was not, the mayor did not think it was the best contract we could get, and their contracts expire in 2024. So the deadline facing Perrysburg and Maumee is much sooner, and they are very aggressively pursuing this date. They want answers in the next 6 months final. So right. I think they will be pursuing your line of argument much quicker than we need to. The die may be cast before the end of 2017.
And if those other communities pull out of...
We do not want to be part of a smaller Toledo system because their rates will have to go up more.
Right. So we are really, in a very critical and short period of time to come to some sort of agreement.
We are. But common sense says to do everything we can to negotiate a truly regional system. And I think all the customers will be in favor of it. The question is whether or not Toledo will come to grips with it in time. And the more dates we can give them, the more information, I think the better they'll understand it. But if you put yourselves in their position, you raised your water rates here in Sylvania 20% tonight. Entering into a regional water system will mean their rates will, inside rates will about double in a few years. But if they don't enter into it, their rates will go up four times, but it'll take 8 or 9 or 10 years to get there. That's a hard thing to come to grips with as an elected official, and it's a very difficult explanation to your constituents why they're doing what they're doing. So we're working on it, and we're going to enlist the media to help us, as well as all the speakers. Mr. Aller's been doing yeoman's duty, and as has Jim Shaw, the Lucas County engineer. There are two subcommittees working there right now. Mr. Shaw's technical subcommittee is the one pursuing how to define what the bulk water rate should be. And Mr. Aller works on that. And Commissioner Contrada asked for and accepted the chairmanship of a second subcommittee that is the legal subcommittee that's going to discuss the options for governance of the regional bulk water system. That has been weighing down the discussions of this. Toledo has brought in arguments about their city charter, what it would allow it to do, what the charter allows them to do and not to do. And so Mrs. Contrada stepped right up and said, let me get into that with the law directors from the different communities. And Mayor Rich Carr of Maumee is also an attorney, and I think he'll be participating in that discussion as well. Mrs. Brining has been posted by Mrs. Contrada and will be representing us in those discussions. Separating those two issues, both of which are in this resolution, will help the technical committee move forward with their part of the work. Having the lawyers in the same room with the engineers wasn't working out real well.
Really?
They just have different focuses. All right. So what's the motion, Mr. Mishke? You want to refer this to your committee?
Mr. Mayor, I can make a motion that we refer resolution number 18-2016 to the Environment Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer resolution 18-2016 to the Utility Committee for further study and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And again, I would ask for action by the end of the year, if at all possible. Moves us to agenda item 15, which is committee reports. 15A, the Utilities Committee meeting has already been discussed earlier in the agenda. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none. Agenda item 16, anything for referral to committees of council?
Should we set a utility committee meeting?
Thank you. I was about ready to say exactly the same.
Good idea.
I was going to send a note out after, maybe tomorrow, send a message about it, but we can set it now.
Probably easier with everybody here.
The committee members are Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hussman, and Mrs. Westfall, so I think it would be helpful if Elizabeth there as well. I was thinking about maybe Friday, December 2nd, with the availability that day.
Do you think we could possibly meet before the December 5th meeting?
That would be.
Oh, she means immediately before.
I mean, the evening, like meet at 7 o'clock.
Oh, you mean directly before.
I'm sorry, I wasn't very clear.
That's a great idea. Is a half an hour okay? 7 p.m.?
What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, I think if the homework will be done, so.
Okay, that's a great idea. Thanks.
So that'll be Monday, December 5th at 7 p.m. in these council chambers for the Utility Committee to meet to discuss Resolution 18-2016. Regional Water. Good suggestion. All right, we'll post that meeting, Mrs. Booker. All right. Were there any other committee referrals? Hearing none, we have added agenda item 17, a community announcement. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is an item that got a small bit of media attention earlier, but I want to recognize it for the record here. And it relates to National Philanthropy Day, which was on November 10th. And during the local observance of Philanthropy Day, the Association of Fundraising Professionals gives honors to individuals who have enhanced philanthropy through their community work. And I'm delighted to see that our own president of council received the Outstanding Fundraising Professional Award at that event a few days ago, and I think she deserves a little bit of recognition for that, Mary.
Thank you so much, Mark. That was very kind.
You know, Mary has done a phenomenal job through her work with the Susan B. Komen Foundation, but also with many other organizations in town. So this was very well received at the event, and I think we should be very proud of her.
Well, thank you for recognizing me and mentioning it. It was quite an honor, and there are very many deserving people in our community, as you would all know, that do great work. So it was wonderful to be singled out and recognized. Thank you for recognizing me this evening.
You're here.
Make sure that goes in the record. All right, that brings us to the end of our agenda. There is one information item. It's the October 2016 Bank Reconciliation. With that, there's no further business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned until our next meeting on Monday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you for all attending.